John Deere announced earlier this year its plans to lay off hundreds of workers and move production from Iowa to Mexico.
I'm just notifying John Deere right now. If you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States.
That's former President Donald Trump laying out his plans for Deere & Company if reelected. He was speaking at a farming roundtable in Smithton, Pennsylvania earlier this week with John Deere tractors right in the background.
They think they're going to make product cheaper in Mexico and then sell it in for the same price as they did before, make a lot of money by getting rid of our labor and our jobs and really a great name, because John Deere is a great name. I buy a lot of John Deere. Tremendous. I'm one of their big customers. I buy a lot of John Deere product as a private person.
Trump says the tariffs would either A, make the U.S. a lot of money, or B,
if they think I'm going to win, or if I do win, they're going to announce that they're not going to build in Mexico. Mexico's taken a tremendous amount of our business, especially over the last few years with this group, because this group doesn't know what the hell they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. Mexico is taking a lot of business, and a lot of it's done and financed by China.
Despite the layoffs, John Deere generated nearly $10.2 billion in profits in 2023, while the company's CEO, John May, received nearly $27 million in total compensation in 2023. That according to the company's public filings with the SEC.
John Deere has got to understand that if they build in Mexico, if they start closing plants, in this case it was in Iowa, they're going to close a big plant and a couple of them. And that's just the beginning. The problem is that's just the beginning. Then all of a sudden you'll hear in a year from now they're going to do another one. All of a sudden they're not going to be in the country anymore. They're going to have to pay a very big price to be able to sell that product into the United States.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.